Can you lift your hand wherever you are? Just give him some praise, a blessing. Tell him how good he is. In your own words, tell him how good he is. You are such a good God. You are such a good God. You are such a good God. Oh, Mande Sokabahai. Ikenderiara Mandoro Sataya. Shila Mambre de Boko Sanana Mambre de Lambra de Boko Sanamanda Yakaza. Lembra da Bako Sanamambre de Kazata Nedemunda. If you have a prayer language, pray in the Holy Ghost. Mahande de Mosa Kandede de Munda Dan Yakinide. Lekende de Amamore Kende de Yamando Sekedea. Imbola Sakande de Amandoro Sakande de Ya. Ilamambo Marade Soko Mahalala. Radabame Kederia Namambo. Shalam Amora Dasato. Yekederia de Mokosa Katanie. Loparia de Koza Namando. Ikaniele Morate Sorama. We worship your name, O God. We worship your name, O God. Hey, Mahande de Rebo Sakara. Hey, Jehovah. Mahana da 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 boba Sakada. Hey, Makodai. Ikababora da Sata. Hey, glory to God. Woo! In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. I said, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 47, verse 1, the popular scripture we love in this church, it said, clap your hands, all ye people. It said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Woo! Glory to God. 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 Woo! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You usually know in a stadium, you usually know the winning side. How do you know the winning side? The winning side is the shouting side. Are you on the winning side tonight? Are you on the winning side tonight? Let the devil know. Let the devil know. Let the devil know that you're on the winning side. That you're on the winning side. That you're on the winning side. Woo! Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I like that it said we are shouting not with the voice of tension, not with the voice of anxiety, not with the voice of apprehension, because there are different kinds of shouts. When people want to, when cars want to collide in an accident, the people shout, Yekwa. It's a shout, but that one is a shout of fear. That's the shout of calamity. But they said that's not the shout you are shouting. Your own is a shout of triumph. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. Woo! Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shake your neighbor's hand for me. Shake your neighbor's hand for me. Congratulate them. Hallelujah. As you take your seat for 1 minute, praise God. I can't hear you. Praise the Lord. If you're outside, give me a wave. Give me a wave. You're outside. Let me see you. Let me see you. Give me a wave. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. This anointing is going to reach everywhere. Not just inside here, not just in the compound, but all over this community. This same anointing is going to touch lives everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Sick people everywhere are going to get healed. Breakthroughs are going to happen everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. How many of you realize that we've been on some kind of auto cruise since like towards the end of last year? God has just been blessing this house. And I want to challenge you, especially those of you that are members of this house. Listen, God is real. Are you here, somebody? I've done this for close to 25 years now, so it's too late for anybody to convince me otherwise. God is real, and I've seen him lift people. I've seen him bless people. So I'm challenging you today to follow fully. What did I say? Follow fully. Because many people come around God, but they never fully commit to God. And because of that, they never fully get blessed. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus. So my challenge to you is to do what? Follow fully. This thing works. This God is real. And listen, the way they designed this thing, you are not meant to only hear other people's story. They say, you taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. This year, you will not share other people's testimony. It is your own testimony you will share. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, God will come through for you. I say, God will come through for you. I don't know who you are and what you are facing, but I'm here to tell you because on the integrity of God's word and the integrity of his reputation, God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. You might feel hopeless, you might feel helpless, but the God that we serve, the Jehovah that we worship, I say he will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Your story will not end in shame. This year, nobody will give you sympathy. You will not be a case for sorrow. You will not be a case for pity. In the name of Jesus. So follow fully. Commit yourself to the dictates of the word of God. Commit yourself to the instructions that come from the altar of God. Hallelujah. This thing is too real. And I don't know your need, oh boy. See, I don't need to know your need. I know the supplier. I know the supplier. Because as we are all here, thousands of people, we all have thousands of different needs. It doesn't matter. The supplier says, I am the bread of life. Do you understand? On Sunday, those that were around, we looked at the fact that bread is used to mean what? Sustenance. He said, give us this day our what? Daily bread. So bread is what sustains. Are you here, somebody? Bread is for sustenance. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That means, look, in this life, anything you will ever need, he said, through me, it can be supplied. He said, my God shall supply what? Any need you want to have, this our God can supply it. He's the great supplier. Tonight, the heavens over your life will be open in the name of Jesus. And whatever is yet lacking in your life, I decree shall be supplied in the name of Jesus. I am the bread of life. It's not agege bread. It's not bafu. He's saying, look, whatever you need to be sustained in this life, I will supply it. Through me, if you have me, if you have me, if you have me, in the reality of it, or not that you do religion, not that you just go to church for everybody's going. If you really have me in your life, he said, I will sustain you. Are you here, somebody? Maybe it's ideas you lack. Maybe it's creativity. Maybe it's wisdom. Maybe it's favor. Maybe it's connections. Whatever it is you lack. Maybe it's husband, wife, health, healing. Whatever you lack, the bread of life is here today. What is his name? You didn't shout it like you know him. You didn't shout it like you mean it. You didn't shout it like you are sure. Hallelujah. with excitement, with joy. Please welcome my brother, my friend, God's servant, Pastor Nathan Abasi. You can do better. You definitely can do better.
Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Jehovah. Jehovah. Can we sing his names tonight? Hey, Jehovah. I learned a new one tonight. Supplier. Hey, hey, supplier. 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 Hey, Ramashai. Hey. Say supplier. Sometimes you go to buy fuel, you drive in and they say no fuel. Sorry, no fuel. Sorry, no fuel. Because the people who supply them don't have. Who supplies this one? He's unlimited. Hey, supplier. Hey, supplier. Hey, supply. You are my supplier. Supply. Sing a new song unto the Lord. I believe in singing new songs. So can we stay on this a little bit for 2 minutes? That word, that short word, bless me. And if you are someone who loves the word, you would have caught it. Supplier. If you want peace, Ide. If you want joy, Ide. If you want peace, Ide. If you want joy, yeah. If you want love, yeah. If you want Pekin, yeah. If you want marriage, yeah. If you want children, yeah. If you want job, yeah. If you want house, yeah. If you want school, yeah. Hey, if you want strength. Hey, supplier. Choir, let me tell you one of the job description of a psalmist and a scribe is to be able to have the skill to take the word of the Lord, Rhema word, and put it in music form and sing it until it happens. So you guys must learn when your pastor is talking, you listen with extra ears. I was sitting there and I caught it. And when you keep singing it, the Bible says the word became flesh. Then as you sing it and it gets to saturation point, you will begin to experience him in tangible form as supplier. Are you ready? Can we push supplying God a bit? The God that supplies a bit. Can we push it tonight? Hey, supplier. Hey. Supplier. Some people only supply, but they don't manufacture. This one is the manufacturer, he's the supplier, he's the wholesaler, he's the retailer. Say supplier. Hey, hey, Jesus. Hey, supplier. Hey, Ramasha. Supplier. Oh, Ramasha. Hey, supplier. We're singing the song of the Lord tonight. Supplier. Rabba Solomon. Yara. You came here tonight and the doctor said you have low sperm count. I have good news for you. Jehovah has it in excess supply. Supplier. Hey, yalla basai. Upon 1,000 hills are mine. The silver are mine, the gold are mine. So you came here broke. You have no money. You have a project, but there's no money to start. Say, supplier. Hey. Hey. Supplier. Unlimited. Hey, supplier. Hey, palabas. Hey, rabashala. Hola base, supplier. Hey, hola base. Let me paint a picture for you. Jesus said, "You worship who you know not." So worship is fueled by revelation. That's why you have to read the word. He said he spoke fish into being once. Generations have come, eating fish. Fish has not finished because he's unlimited. He did not need to go back to say, let there be fish. Because he's supplier. Hey, supplier. Hey, you are my supplier. Sing it unto me. And that's your spirit. Supplier. Hey, supplier. Revelation enters your spirit, then you will not be moved by the news. They said there are no jobs. How can? They say everywhere no job. That's not your business. He can manufacture one for you right now. Supplier, supplier. You are my supplier. Say Jehovah. Jehovah. Hey, Jehovah. Jehovah. Hey, Jehovah. Maybe your own is spiritual. You say, I said, I need more anointing, and I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Philippians 1:19 talks about the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. Supplier! Supplier! Hey, hey, hey. Supplier! Hey, supplier! Grace! Mercy! Hey, supplier! Hey, hey. Rabba Shalamando! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, Rabasho! Hey, Rabo! Oh, Rabasaya! Repalabasaya! Oh, Rabasaya! Hey! Hey, supply! Hey, Rabasaya! Oh, Parabakoria! Stay here a bit. Can I move here a bit? 2 minutes. Can I stay here a bit? I remember years ago, my general was here. You know, when I'm Pastor K and Pastor M will understand this. When you start ministry newly, you know, they will suffer. That's why you don't join the people on social media who attack your pastor for being blessed. About pastors. When they were hungry, when they will go home and there's no food, and then they will turn it to fasting, they were not there. And he said they will go home, there's nothing in the pot. And then they will just say, God, true story, God will tell them, you know, I can't even remember the story, whether he tell them, maybe there was small food or whatever, and God will tell them, don't look at it, just eat. And the food won't finish. Because there was a supernatural hand. Do you know you can speak to your bank account and call supplier to enter there? When you get home tonight, enter your room, enter your kitchen, you don't have food. Call his name as a supplier. If you have your ATM cards here, just take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. That word bless me. Let me tell you, this is how I live. If I share my testimonies, you run. you are going to wave it and call supplier. By this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, the same way God sent the raven to feed the prophet, we decree strange phone calls, strange alerts. Hey, Elabashaya, Eparabashaya, Lepapapaya, Erabashando Loboko, Erabalaba. Erabashando Loboko, Erabalabashaya, Eraba, don't sing yet, Erabashaya, Erabashalamandoya. Say supply, supply. Your job for years, no promotion. Get ready, promoter. Hey, promoter,
promoter.
Hey, hey, promoter,
promoter.
Hey, the Bible says he can take a man from the dunghill and set him up with princes. He can set up kings and bring down another. This is for those who have stayed in one spot for too long. They bypass you every year. You are due for promotion. We are going to invoke that name right now. Promoter!
Promoter! Hey!
Standing trial or whatever, query or whatever, for what you did not do, and you came here with your heart burdened. Can I give you a name tonight? Defender. Hey, defender. You how to war with songs, so this is how you do it. You stay there, stay there, stay there. until it becomes rhema in your spirit. Until you believe that it has happened, you stay with the same song. You stay there. So you're going to go home in your car. You are saying supplier. You wake up at night, you are singing this song. You go to your office, you are singing this song. I'm giving you a song of the... I'm giving you tools, weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Supplier. Pastor Kingsley, I told you when I come, we said it as a joke yesterday. My God, we said it as a joke yesterday. I didn't know I was being prophetic. We said it as a joke. That place. You know that place? The next place from this place. The way the money will come. The way the thing will be settled. I believe I gave... I don't know how to say this without sounding proud. God gives anointings to people in the body of Christ. Paul said, I long to come to you that I might impact upon you spiritual gifts. So God gives grace to men. So there are some people who walk around with the grace of prosperity. And they come into a place and they preach a sermon or they sing and that thing opens up. There are others who come with, you know, strong deliverance anointing. There are some who come with strong soul winning anointing. But there are some people who come with an open heaven breakers anointing. By the grace of God, one of the anointing of my life is open heavens, is breakers anointing. We go into terrains and we open it up. We open it up. Let me announce to DCC, that place that God has given you, He has already settled it. He has supplied it. He has supplied it. I say He has supplied it. This is the word. Hey, listen. Pastor K, the next time you go there, don't just go. When you enter that land, you know when you enter that land? Carry some people, just these guys. Do like you are just enjoying yourself. You enter that land, do like you want to check it out. You know what you do? Hey, supplier! Hey. Just for your church. As your church is, so are you. It means that businesses are about to expand. That's what it means. The anointing flows from the head through the beds, the skirts, and down. So it means that as this ministry expands, that your own life is expanding. Supplier! Hey! Your body and it's making you feel very sad. It's a plague. It's an infirmity. You've struggled for years. I have good news for you. My healer. Hey, my healer. My healer. My healer. last time, for the last time, say supplier, supplier, shout, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Unlimited supplier, unlimited supplier. Hey, 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 supplier, shout to your supplier. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 I feel a break anointing. Hey, 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 oh, Ramasha, oh, Ramasha, oh, Ramasha, oh, Ramasha, oh, Ramasha, something is breaking. Oh, Yalama, Lama, see, Yalama, oh, Yalama, Salama. Hey, oh, oh, Ramasha, Lama, Kaya, oh, Ramasha, Lama, Sorama, hey, Rama, something is shifting, something is breaking. Hey, this is prophetic praise and worship, prophetic praise and worship. I said something is breaking. This was, I didn't plan to do this. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Hey, supplier, 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 supplier. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, it's breaking, 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 it's breaking. It's breaking, it's breaking, something is breaking, it's breaking, it's supplying, 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 supplying. Supplier, supplier, hey, Rasholabaya, Etalabaya, Kopaya, Rapala, Shayano, Elabasaya, supplier, hey, Epara, my God, hey, Shalabaya, Epaya, Epaya, Kopaya, Epaya, Elabasaya, Epaya. Empire! Hey! Empire! Empire! Roshalaba! Somebody praise him! He has supplied it! Praise him! He has supplied it! It has happened now! Before you get home! Before you get home! Before you get home! He supplied it! Spare parts! Body parts! Hey! Spare parts! Hey! Body parts! Spare parts, he supplied it. Body parts, he supplied it. fallopian tube. He supplied it. My God is a spare part dealer. He's a spare part dealer. He's a spare part dealer. He has supplied it. Hey! Body parts. He supplied it. Body parts. He supplied it. Body parts. New kidneys. New livers. New kidneys. Supply, my God. Somebody receive it. The supplier is in the house. The supplier is in the house. He's in the house. Supplier, receive it. Receive it now. He's supplying babies. 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 He's supplying twins, triplets. He's supplying babies. Hey, higher. Tonight is different. Hey, higher. Hey, higher. Latokaya. Reshalabaya. Kankelia. Karatkaya. He's supplying babies. He's supplying babies. I see them. These angels are here. The angels are here. They are with babies. Supplier. He has sent his angel down this place. Hey, Paula. Fire. Somebody receive it. This is an atmosphere of the supplier. He's having it. He has it. He has it. If you need babies, you better receive it. The supplier. The supplier. His supplier. His supplier. He says all your needs. All your needs. All your needs. Hey. Hey, fire, fire, supplier, he's here with new jobs, new jobs, new jobs, new jobs. Forget the economy, new jobs. The floodgates of heaven, they are open, they are open. Supplier, miraculous jobs, supplier, that's why we came, supplier. Empire, La Tora Bashaya, Antilia La Bashaya. Somebody, tonight is different. Tonight is a prophetic night. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing. Something came upon me. I didn't plan to do this. I came to sing some songs and worship Him. But the supplier took over. The supplier took over. You pray for it, you pray for it, you ask for it, and it showed up, and it showed up. The supplier is like fire in my bones. I dare you to believe Him. I dare you to believe Him. Empire, and all of our side. Empire, Rantalia, Antiliaba, Shelaba, and Papaya. Empire, he love us higher. Empala, Empire, La Shelia, Payenaba, Zaya. You need a place to stay. That is no problem. That is no issue. He can give you a place even without paying for a dime. The supplier, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The one and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's. You need a land. The earth is the Lord's. You need a house. The earth is the Lord's. You need a place. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. Your Father owns the world. Your Father, He runs the world. Your Father, He owns it. He shall supply. He shall supply. He shall supply. Maybe your own is emotional depression. He supplies joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. He gives you joy. Gives you a garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness we come against depression. We say go, supplier is here. I see joy like a river. I see peace. I see joy. I see joy. I see joy. Maybe your own is on fire. You need some fire. You need some prayer fire. You need some word fire. He's supplying right now. Etala Reshande Rapaya Lataya Antolia Apaya Epa. If you are Pastor K, hope you don't mind, eh? Don't mind. If you are here and you are a footballer, you've been trying to go abroad, can you come? Let me pray for you. You are here, you're into sports. You've been trying to go for. The supplier is about to open a door for you. The Bible says in Psalm 22 that God inhabits the praises. Say, God inhabits the praises of his people. That praise there, the particular praise there is Tehillah. The one that God inhabits is Tehillah. In other words, God comes down in the Tehillah of his people. The body of Christ needs to learn this realm of praise. It's called prophetic praise and worship. In other words, you came with a plan, but the Holy Ghost took over. This is not what I wanted to do. But I have a small understanding that 1 hour in the spirit will sort out 10 years. Supplier, yeah. Just walked into. We'll speak for these young men here. Now, those of you here, please listen to me. God's going to launch into something big. But you must have a covenant with him to serve him. You know, when God blesses people, then they forget God. You will make sure that you submit to your pastor. He becomes your mentor. And that as he blesses you, you will bless his house. I was walking towards that place and it came up in my heart. A few years ago, my pastor spoke words into my life. I didn't even believe it. We finished fasting and then from time to time, he'll call me. He'll tell me, God's going to take you to the nations of the earth. He said, CNN will look for you. And CNN looked for me. Listen, he told me, God will put songs on your mouth that Americans will sing. It has happened. Listen, by this weekend, I'm flying to Orlando, Florida to teach in a worship conference with all the American people there, the only guy from Africa. I will teach in worship and the university will give them certificate. That because of prophetic words. I'm from that lineage. The same pastor, and I'm saying this publicly, can put it on the internet. He even said it. The vice president, Professor Shibajo, was with him somewhere, and he said to him, he was a pastor of City of David, so it means that it's the same spirit. Pastor Esco, he said to him, he said, you will be in Aso Rock. Oshibajo didn't even say amen. The man was eating moi moi, and said, so Oshibajo said, how can you be eating moi moi and you are prophesying? You know, I'm saying this, there's somebody here. Before Messi retires, it doesn't look like it will happen. you will play on the same pitch with him. Don't use your small mind to think about it. The supplier is here. The one who supplies opportunities. Lift your hands. Say, supplier.
Supplier.
Father, we release grace.
Supplier.
That grace of my life, we release grace. Supplier. Go back to your seat. God bless you. Go back to your seat. Please write today down. Write today down. I'm so glad I came tonight. I don't know about you. I'm glad I came tonight. Can you give God a round of applause? Whoa! Pastor, thank you for that word. That word came to me strong. Only Jehovah, my supply. Product of your own prophetic word, unlimited. Tonight is not a night to preach, but God has taught me some things, how things work in the spirit. You decided that this year is what? Unlimited. Then we come tonight, and from nowhere the word supplier breaks out. The two have something to do together. I gave you the example. Sometimes you go to a chemist to buy something, they'll tell you, we have run out of what? Because they are what? Limited. When demand is too high, the suppliers will run out of what? Supply. But we serve a God who can supply 7 billion people at the same time. The air you breathe. When you go to Oxygen, they'll sell oxygen for 50,000 for people for a few hours. Every living soul has been breathing. It has not finished. If every one of us go to the ocean and scoop water, it won't finish. Because of the person behind it. Father, let this revelation explode in this house. Let it explode in this house. Let it explode in this house. Let it explode. So you will walk into your house. The first thing you will do before you tell that, you will shut the door. You walk into your office. You walk into your store. And introduce your store to this person. Supplier. One song and it blessed people, but you got into a drought. It doesn't look like the songs are coming. The Bible says that he gives songs at night. There are billions of sounds and songs yet untapped. I'm tapping into this realm myself tonight. And if you are here in the music ministry, as you sleep today, may you hear the sound of heaven. Hey, supplier. Hey, 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 hey.
Supplier.
Unlimited supplier.
Supplier,
supplier,
supplier.
it can even be in business. And you know that there's something called ideas that run the world. Do you know that one idea, like Facebook, cannot only change your life, cannot just change your life alone, but can change your entire generation? You see, people copy and steal intellectual property because they don't know the supplier. You're going to sing now and call his name the supplier of ideas. This is how Proverbs puts it, the one who gives knowledge for witty invention. Say supplier!
Supplier!
For the next 2 minutes, I want you to just lift up your voice and begin to thank him for what he has supplied in this sermon. Say, supplier, Jehovah El Supplier, I thank you. There's something heavy in this place, so you better receive it. Father, I thank you for this, for the things I have received. Jehovah El Supplier. I call you my Jehovah El Supply. I thank you. Thank you for the atmosphere of the spirit in this place. Oh, Rambo Selandora, Hikatola Masai. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanksgiving brings the manifestation. Thank you. Believe me, there will be an outbreak of testimonies. I can't wait to hear the testimonies. I can't wait to hear. Thank you, my supplier. Thank you, my supplier. I am grateful. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Don't wait for me. I thank you, my supplier. I thank you, my supplier. I am grateful for all you have done. Sing a new song. Hey, Baba, I thank you, my supplier. I thank you, my supplier. I am grateful for all you have done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the atmosphere of the Spirit. Thank you. It's different. It's different. It's different. Tonight is not a night of hit songs. You know the songs. Forget about all the... Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can thank him in the spirit. Say thank you, oh Rabba Shah, Loboko. Thank you for the spare parts. Hey, 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 Rato. Thank you. One more minute. You can thank him in the spirit. Ratu Elaba Saya. Hey, Yal Abasai. Hey, hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Supplier. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the body parts. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the ideas. Thank you for this prophetic word. Thank you. Thank you for wisdom to stay here. Thank you for sensitivity. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Hey, your help us. Hey, your help us. The one who makes something available, the provider. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I thank you, my supplier. For the island church, we had a good time yesterday, but what happened here is 10 times stronger than what happened there. You may not understand this. You know something? Thank God you have a pastor that gives liberty to people to minister. I was trained properly by my pastor, discretion. So I go into a house. There are some houses who will not receive this. So sing them the hit songs. Let them have a good time. But I'm thinking to myself, the hit songs, you already have the CD. You can enjoy it at home. Why can't we dig some wells? If you know what happened here, these are the kind of services that have changed my life. They don't happen every time. I know what I'm telling you. God just gave you a weapon for 2019. If I were you, I would go home. I would buy t-shirts. I'll print them my supplier. You change your DP, my supplier. My unlimited supplier. You put it on your car. You put it on your children. You put it on your business. You wear it. You say it. This is it. Shout for your supplier. Shout for your supplier. Hey, 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 hey. Shout for your supplier. Hey. Supplier. Supplier. Listen. So they ask you, oh boy, how are you going to pay that debt? Say, my supplier will handle it. My supplier will handle it. Hey! The supplier will handle it. Say, it has been supplied. It's been supplied. It's been supplied. You go to the hospital, they tell you your hemoglobin level is low. Say, don't worry, my supplier will take care of it. Supplier! Hey, supplier. What is this? B-flat. You're about to wed. And you look at your accounts. Things are not ready. It's 2 weeks to the time. There's nothing. You've not booked the hall. Then your parents ask you, it's 2 or 3 weeks to your wedding. What are you going to do? You know how you tell them? You reply them with a song. Supplier! Hey!
Supplier.
do your masters abroad. They've given you admission. Maybe you don't have all the money. And then they tell you, admission will soon close. You know what you do when you get home? Take out that admission letter. Forget about how much it costs. 10,000 pounds, 20,000 pounds. It's chicken change, 40,000 pounds. You see, in our church, I'm not, if you ask my people, they'll tell you. I have some crazy friends. I was ministering in Port Harcourt, and I'm going to go back to that master's thing. In Port Harcourt, I have a lady called Pastor Elsie. I minister with her around the world. Crazy woman of faith. We just worship God around the world. Around the world. I'll show you one of her stories. She had a deadline to pay $2 million. Some people ganged up to cut up the flow. And then she went into her prayer room, knelt down. You know, there are some things you go through, you cannot pray. Please leave her alone. It's an artist. There's an atmosphere here. Something is working on her. Listen to me. By the grace of God, before I came here, I didn't come here with full belly. I came here praying in the Holy Ghost. When I got here, I told my people, leave me in the car. My band got in. I told everybody, open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Because when I stand to minister, it's not entertainment. So we told the group, what did I tell you people? I said, we command that the atmosphere will be miracle signs and wonders. That the heavens will be open tonight. So Pastor Elsie knelt down. He was about to pray. And then he began to hear a song, new song. He said, my God, you are so real. You are real, you are real. To me, you are real. Oh yes, you are real. And then she now heard a song. My big God. My big God. You are bigger than my enemies. You are bigger than my foes. My big God. My big God. You are bigger than the wiles of the world. While she was singing, she had a deadline in 24 hours to pay $2 million. I mean, she's into oil. Or if not, there was going to be a big trouble. And while she was singing, her phone rang. And then she felt led to take her phone. You know, sometimes when you are spiritual, you think you're more spiritual than God. He said, pick the phone. Pick the phone. And she was, but I'm praying. He said, pick the phone. She picked up the phone. Somebody called her. He said, I just thought of you now. True life story. True life story. I can give you 100 of it. Her friend just said, I just thought of you now. Is there anything you need? Now, when she heard, is there anything you need? She didn't really want to say because it's not 10,000 naira, it's not $10,000. So, you know how you assume that's not the person calling, and the person calling didn't look like that. This God is mysterious. I call him Awamariti. The source that has no source. I call him the sourceless source. You cannot trace his root. He's the beginning and the ending, yet does not have a starting point. So, reluctantly, he said, okay, well, there's this project I'm supposed to do, and just take it down. Say, how much is it? Just, they need a payment of, I mean, a wealthy woman, she stays abroad in New York. If somebody does a program and we fly to, she does worship His Majesty in New York, Waldorf Astoria, Times Square. You know, she's not a poor woman. Terry McCallum, Phil Driscoll, Israel Hilton, myself, you know, sometimes in Israel, Germany. So, but you know, sometimes the devil will hurt you. So the woman said, how much is it? $2 million. He said, send me your. How did that realm happen? God sent her a song. This is it. God sent you a song tonight. He gave you a word. So you want to pay for your master's degree, and they say it will soon close. You know what you do? Jehovah! Let me tell you something. When I began, he told me, and I don't say it as a rule of law, he told me, you will not put money first in your ministry. Not that those who take it or who charge for it are bad, but because of the specificity of your own assignment, how I want to use you, this is how you live. I didn't know how I would live. How can I live? I'm not charging anybody. The time we just live by faith. The time I went to marry my wife, they were asking me, how much do you earn in a month? You tell them I live by faith. What kind of stuff is that? But I told my wife only, I said, I love God and I'm not lazy. I told my wife, if you marry me, you will travel the earth until you are tired. Because I saw where I was going. But you see, God began to tell me to do certain things. Give me revelations. Teaching me how to sow seeds, prophetic seeds. And he taught me never to beg, so we don't beg. So I come into atmospheres like this, I get an instruction and I do it. And this man who does not charge, we are about to build our fifth house in Lekki now. Not that I have billions in the account, but this is the kind of atmosphere. I worship him, and then he sends a word like this, and you act on it. Somebody's life just changed tonight. So I know what it means to supply. I applied for 1 year Canadian visa, just 1 year. I didn't have time to go. 1 year. He got there. By the time he got there, I got the call. Somebody said to me, thank God that I'm handling your visa. He said, you've been a blessing to me. I said, who is this? He said, from this embassy. He said, I'm supposed to give you 1 year, but you've blessed us too much. So I'm stamping 4 years for you so you don't have to come back. I traveled to America with a special kind of visa. My wife can live there, can work there if they want. I pay my taxes. Just yesterday, I got an email from the American embassy to come and collect treasury check. So I'm just saying this to tell you that what we are doing is no joke. You know, I told you, if I begin to tell you the workings of God in my life, it's real. So when Pastor said this thing is real, we know ourselves. I know what he's saying. One more time, lift your hands. Jehovah. It's nothing to God to bless you. Tonight, thank you for the atmosphere of your spirit. Thank you because we said these things not to boast or not to look more spiritual, but just to attest to your supplying nature. You've done things in my life that are strange. Not millions in the account. I walk to people and people say to me, okay, you want to buy this house? Buy small, small, whenever you have the money. Just, I've seen you do that. I walk into nations and people walk to me in airports with money. You've been my supplier. I remember years ago, I was struggling. I didn't know how I would eat. I said, how would I eat? I remember selling my trumpet, my only trumpet, to have transport money to go to church. 8,000 naira. I sold that trumpet. People laughed at me. Some of my colleagues said, you will eat sand. You have proven yourself as my supplier. Baba, I ask that you prove yourself to every single man here. We declare that that land that you are giving to this house is settled. You've supplied it. Every business that needs supplies is done. Baba, you are a spare part dealer. You deal every body part missing in your people's life is supplied tonight. You've supplied money, you've supplied grace, you've supplied love. Above all, you've supplied unto us spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The material blessings, they are not so important, but they are just a token of your goodness. Thank you for tonight. Lord, as we give our prophetic offerings, let it be a seal of what you've done. Thank you for the liberty of the spirit of this house. Thank you for your son and your daughter. Thank you because they are willing and sensitive enough to allow this flow. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Clap your hands for you people. Every time I come here, I try to sow a prophetic seed. So when I came in 2016, I sow my offerings in multiple of 16s. Now, you may just say, oh, God is very passionate. It's very partial to Brother Nat. Maybe he doesn't bless me because of worship. He blesses me because he gives me the grace to operate some principles, to sow some seeds and to believe him. So tonight, I'm going to encourage you to sow in this anointing. I'm going to do it. I won't tell you to do what I won't do. I will sow my offering in multiples of 19. So as God leads you, however, not by force, it can be 1,900. It can be half of that. And if you don't have, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Amen. Amen. So as we do that, I want you to sing that same song. Let's sing that song until it sticks. Amen. God bless you, DCC.
Yes, Jesus. Let's sing one more time. Let's sing one more time. Jesus, we receive every prophetic word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. While you are standing, like the man of God said, every January when he comes like this, he declares that prophetic seed that we all tap into. So, I think you can sit down now. Package your offerings if you have them. Tap into this anointing. tap into this anointing. You can do bank transfers. The account details are on the screen. If you want to use your debit or credit card, they have POS terminals at the back of the hall. If you want to write checks, write it to Davis Christian Center. The instruction is multiples of 19, so it can be 1,900, 19,000, 190,000, 1.9 million, 190 million, 1 billion, 900 million. Glory to God. But tap into it. This is not the kind of atmosphere you put your normal change. It doesn't work like that. Tap into it. Praise God. Wow. What a night. What a night. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Father, we bless every offering and every giving tonight. Thank you for the prophetic release in the life of every giver. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you also have your tithe or any other special seed, feel free to drop it or sow it as the stewards pass the envelopes also, just in case anybody's on the seat that have their offering. They'll pass the envelopes, empty baskets around.